outside the Free Trade Area of the Americas Ministerial in Miami last week, FTAA opponents agreed that disease and starvation will not be solved by corporations. But as the corporate-backed FTAA negotiations ended a day early on Thursday, the Western Hemisphere continued to tumble down a trade path with no certain end. Trade ministers from 34 potential member nations signed off on a version of the FTAA that failed to reflect any binding comprehensive agreements. Dubbed FTAA Lite or FTAA a la carte, the draft outlined a two-tiered process with some common obligations for all members and different levels of commitments allowed regarding liberalization of intellectual property rights, government procurements, services, investment, and competition policy. Free trade critics say the U.S. will try to paint the FTAA as a train on track, unlike the World Trade Organization's ministerial talks that were derailed in Cancun this past September. They expect the U.S. to try to conceal that the train's boxcars are empty, as people throughout the Americas refuse to get aboard.
We are strong!
The heap of decisions not made in Miami were left without instructions to the FTAA's Trade Negotiating Committee. Detractors say this was perhaps meant to push difficult issues to future meetings with less press attention, less public profile, and less symbolic importance. Critics suggest the United States will shift to using force to impose its objectives and try to isolate governments who propose different visions. Opponents of FTAA Lite caution that so long as FTAA's framework and basic principles remain intact, the imposition of neoliberal trade policies will remain a threat. In Miami, the U.S.'s main trade representative, Robert Zoellick, announced plans to begin new trade talks with Colombia, Peru, Ecuador, Bolivia, and Panama. A free trade pact with five Central American countries is expected to be ready for fast-track approval by Congress this December. Freedom of speech, freedom of the press, and freedom of the right of people to peaceably assemble were all denied to people protesting the FTAA in Miami. Hundreds were arrested or injured or both by squads of men and women referred to by protesters alternatively as war cops or riot cops. Reports of police violence during and after the main demonstrations against the FTAA on Thursday continue to flow into legal organizations assisting protesters. Those being released from jail report police tried to break up jail solidarity efforts by beating and pepper spraying isolated people of color and then throwing them back into general holding cells without needed medical treatment. Producers for Democracy Now! And reporters for the Independent Media Center were among those arrested and detained during a jail solidarity demonstration outside the Miami-Dade courthouse. Check FTAAIMC.org for updates on the status of those still in jail. The state-sponsored violence seen in Miami, paid for largely by $8.5 million included in the Iraq spending bill, is consistent with a history of forceful attempts to silence dissent against FTAA meetings in the past, including in Buenos Aires, Quebec, Sao Paulo, in Bolivia, where two protesters were killed during an anti-FTAA demonstration. This has led some to suggest that the exaggerated police presence backing free trade in Miami reflects a different face of U.S.-led liberation efforts in Iraq. Both are backed by increasing militarization. Despite the police state witnessed in Miami, it's possible that elections that occur before the FTAA deadline in January 2005 could increase the vocal outcry from anti-FTAA social movements in both South America and the United States.
We're not for sale! We're not for sale! We're not for sale! We're not for sale!
For KPFT's Sunday Monitor, I'm Renee Feltz.
We're not for sale.